We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to a brand new season of the House of Hoosier podcast brought to you by the Field of 68 Network. I am your co-host, Austin Platt, joined alongside Ben Haller. As you can see, none of us are AJ Guyton. This is a brand new podcast. We have a brand new method this year and a lot of things we want to catch you up on. First off, Ben, how are you doing? Welcome aboard. And I guess introduce yourself to the people.
I'm excited for it. First thing, like you mentioned, I'm not AJ Guyton. Probably don't have 12th of the basketball skills that he has. Hopefully I can talk a little bit about basketball, though, like he did last year, and continue on this podcast. Like I said, going in a few different directions from what you guys were like last year.
Yeah, if you guys were with us last year, I was the producer, kind of behind the scenes, editing everything together. It'll be the same this year, but instead of AJ, we did not replace him with someone who's at the top of the Indiana all-time scoring list, but we're both in IU Sports Media and, of course, followed this team and know this team very, very well, and we're excited to bring you our insight, as I know many of you are just waiting for the start of the Indiana men's basketball season. Obviously, we were recording this just a day before Hoosier Hysteria Friday night. Of course, obviously been an exciting week for IU basketball, looking forward with some commits, and obviously everything really gets going tomorrow when we get to see the team, you know, not necessarily kind of a dress rehearsal, but we get to see the candy stripes on, and that's what really matters. But for this first kind of inaugural episode, kind of a pilot, we just want to talk you through some things, kind of what to expect this year from the podcast. At the very end, we'll talk about the team a little bit, but, you know, we don't know a ton right now about the team. Obviously, we know all the players and the new faces, but to start, the biggest thing that is changing is the fact that it is now the two of us running this. AJ is no longer with the House of Hoosier, so the two of us will be on here giving game recaps as you did last year, but more importantly, bringing on guests. Hopefully, we'll bring on some players, some analysts from the Big Ten, hopefully using at least some of the connections we have in the field, and hopefully getting some people that can help, you know, preview the IU and the Big Ten season ahead, which starts in just a few weeks. It'll come quicker than we think, and then obviously talking with players, maybe some coaches, and then talking with some other podcast producers and some other co-hosts from some of the other Big Ten schools. So expect to see a much younger cast of characters here on this show, and we're excited to bring you along for the ride, and we're expecting to bring some big things. The biggest thing, obviously, social media. Ben, you want to go through that and what's different this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're going to have our own Twitter account, which was different from the past. That's where a lot of our stuff will be. You can still find some stuff retweeted here and there from the Field of 68 Twitter account, but we're trying to build House of Hoosier brand. So the first biggest thing is that Twitter account. That's where we're going to be a lot. I think we have a new YouTube account too, separate from the Field of 68 After Dark. So that's going to be a change from last year.
Yeah, both of us will be running that, so you'll see the full clips will be posted there first. Obviously, they'll be on YouTube as well, but they will not be on that main Field of 68 account that's actually already been changed, so it's now the Field of 68 After Dark, so that's where still Rob, Jeff, and all those guys will talk about their stuff. They'll have their podcast there, but just to make sure there's no conflicts with scheduling and uploading and obviously trying to stream everything at the same time, we don't want that. So the biggest thing is that we are not on that After Dark account. We have our own Twitter account. We'll be posting some quick clips clips from every episode as a preview for what that podcast is talking about and other stuff like that. So the biggest thing, go follow us there. As we're recording this, we are still yet to create it, but that's how we will, you will know. That's the first, I guess, the first method of how we will be sending this out. But obviously look for us on YouTube, Twitter as well. We'll be sending clips. Maybe we'll be at games recording highlights. Obviously, you'll be the first ones to know. We'll follow us there. Obviously, we have our own personal Twitter accounts. I'm at Austin Platter. Ben, what are you again?
Big_Ben_40. Just an easy way to remember me by.
Big Ben and Austin Platter. That's who's running the show for you this year. So that's
and what this this new Twitter does, House Hoosier, it allows us to be a little or have a little more freedom in what kind of content we can put on too. Now that we have our own account, we can do some more fun, smaller but special things that we weren't necessarily able to do in the past.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, we'll definitely kind of be creating our own brand essentially, and there'll be some special, you know, segments we do together. There'll be, you know, some other stuff, some game footage and other stuff like that. We are completely in charge of the account. Obviously, we're not going to completely take it straight to the ground. If it does, I think Jeff will come in and probably slash us and kick us immediately, but that is not the plan for now. So the biggest thing is kind of the new way the social media works, but everything else should basically be the same. Expect at least two of us every single week, basically interviewing players to start the season, and then getting to obviously in the middle of the season, talking about the games, the team, how the team is progressing, talking with guests. Obviously, we want to bring in alumni as well, some of the big names that obviously many of you fans are more familiar with. Obviously, we're a younger generation, so we were not alive when Indiana basketball in the Bob Knight era and anything like that. So obviously, still trying to keep different, obviously, age groups and everything involved and inclined. But that's kind of the biggest thing we want to talk about. Ben, did I miss anything?
Well, if you missed AJ Guyton, we're hoping to still have him on a few times here and there. So he's not 100% completely gone. We should have him on a few times.
Definitely. I know his daughter obviously recently committed to Iowa. So obviously, you know, he's got Indiana ties himself, but now with Iowa as well. So hopefully he still likes IU enough to the point where he will hop on, and we'll love to get his insight, because obviously really enjoyed working with him last year. And obviously he's got great things to talk about. Obviously knows Mike Woodson very, very well, and was very strong on some of his opinions. But I guess quickly, Ben, let's not try and make this episode too long, but now that that is out of the way, tomorrow is Hoosier Hysteria. Excited just to see the team be back in Assembly Hall. There's no better feeling. Indiana picked sixth this year in the Big Ten in the poll that recently came out. I guess to start, let's go surface level. What's your anticipation, the expectation like for this team? Obviously, the biggest thing, a lot of new faces, and you're replacing two guys taken in the NBA draft.
Well, maybe the biggest storyline, I think, going into the season, what's going to be interesting is it might be the biggest test of Mike Woodson that we're going to see, because we're now at the point where it's majority his guys that he brought in. He's still got a few outliers, still got Xavier Johnson and Trey Galloway, but a lot of guys that Mike Woodson brought in, he's recruited very, very well. He's got a lot of talent in the transfer portal, and it's a talented team. That's not the question at all right now. It's just the lack of experience outside of guys like Johnson and Galloway translate to the next level.
That's the biggest thing. Obviously, you're bringing a big seven-footer in Khalil Ware to try and replace Trace Jackson Davis. You're expecting big things from Malik Renew in his second year. You know, how do they all fit? And kind of the front court is definitely where there's the most depth, you would think, for the Hoosiers. And obviously, you mentioned X and Trey Galloway definitely going to start most likely at the one and the two. And then obviously, Mackenzie Mbako, the big get, at least the first domino, I guess, to fall and kind of what's been on this recruiting trail for Indiana, which could get even better by the time we send this out with Boogie Flan expected to make his announcement on Friday. And a little birdie has told me he might be at Hoosier Hysteria as well. So if that happens, then I think it's pretty clear which school he is going to commit to. So obviously a lot of things down the line, but for now, Mbako's a big name. Can he stretch the floor? The biggest question for me is kind of where's the shooting at right now? Xavier Johnson, obviously not known as a three-point guy. Trey Galloway, who was great last year from three, but had so many wide open looks. How are they going to be able to create that? Can you get CJ Gunn to take that next step? And obviously, you know, you lose Tamar Bates and Jordan Geronimo to the transfer portal. How do you replace those minutes? CJ Gunn is someone who I think needs to take a big step. Obviously, Gabe Cupp's an Indiana guy, freshman coming in. What minutes is he going to play? Obviously, staying healthy is the biggest thing. Is Xavier Johnson 100% is probably the biggest question, because he was, you know, the first piece, the biggest piece for Indiana to get back. And the fact that he is, at least we hope, is healthy by the time the season starts is for me the biggest question. But obviously sixth in the Big Ten, it feels about right. Obviously the Big Ten returning some big names. Obviously Zach Edey, Purdue returns a pretty good squad from last year. Obviously they won the Big Ten, even though Indiana got them twice last year. We'll never let that down. But Michigan State returns a great squad. Illinois returns some big names as well. So it's kind of, you think, a cluster, Ben, in the Big Ten in the top half. And Indiana, you could feel, can kind of fall anywhere. They could push for the top of the Big Ten, earn a bye just like they did last year, or they could fall and be closer to where they were 2 years ago.
Well, I think what's going to be interesting is when it comes down to March, there's no secret, guard play is important. And Indiana's a team that just naturally, especially with head coach Mike Woodson, plays two bigs and three of the key pieces last year. You know, when these guys weren't injured, Trace Jackson Davis, Malik Renew, and Race Thompson. And those are three big guys. And most of the time you had, almost all the time, you had two of those three on the floor. A lot of people want to blame that kind of play as to why they didn't pan out and do what they wanted to do in the NCAA tournament last season. It's going to be interesting because with the roster of guys this year, it looks it's going to be more of the same. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Khalil Ware and Malik Renew in the starting lineup, and you still have some other bigs on the bench that'll get some significant time too. So that's something to look for and see if that kind of storyline plays into this year as well.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely. A lot of questions, but there's a lot of anticipation. Again, obviously, it goes every year. Everyone is just itching at this time once the calendar hits October. And now here we are in the middle of October, just getting ready for November. And obviously, Hoosier Hysteria being tomorrow, Indiana's got a pair of exhibition games. And the good thing is we'll have, you know, coverage for you. And it's really this entire season. We're not reporting on the team for any other outlets. So it's just the two of us. We'll be watching the games with, obviously, you know, as fans, but with a closer eye on things. And obviously hoping for the best that Indiana had a pretty good year last year, considering they didn't have Xavier Johnson for most of it, but hoping they can do that again. But we'll be on here, you know, a lot every single week, if not maybe more, depending on kind of the guests we get. But we hope to have fun with it this year. And we hope you guys want to stick around that have been with us on the House of Hoosier for the last few years. Ben, we want to make this quick and get out of here as quickly as possible. Any final words?
Just excited. And like I said, the freedom to do what we're going to do, and hopefully build on the kind of things you guys did from last year into this year, and the more fun stuff, and us personally following the team a little closer than you have in years past, for a team that no matter where it goes, it's a talented team, and there's going to be some fun moments.
As goes with Indiana basketball, man, every fan is just waiting, and everyone has their own opinion with this team, good, bad, and the ugly, and we're excited to have at least the two of us and many more people chime in on Indiana basketball. So that'll do it for this first kind of pilot episode, episode zero, episode one, whatever you want to call it. For Ben Holler, I'm Austin Platt, and we hope to see you next time. And hey, go Hoosiers. We're almost there. Hoosier Hysteria is tomorrow, and we'll be back with some more episodes going forward. Don't go anywhere.